Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
W.
Yeah, there is a W. You going all the way here or not?
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Bridal and gold shower.
Sorry.
Hey, what are you doing after the show? What Sajak said.
Okay, right according to any number of correspondence that we've had here, pony doesn't mean it's a baby horse.
Okay.
That's a colt or a foal. Apparently a pony is just a tiny horse.
Okay.
How tiny?
Four hands high or less.
Okay.
About waist high?
That's a pony.
All right.
And then there is a Mike Tyler out of Las Vegas, who is one of the naked magicians.
Cool for him.
Well, he's not working right now.
No, that's true.
You're a naked magician in Vegas.
You're not working. Where does he pull rabbits out of? His ass, basically, then, huh?
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my ass.
I'd pay to watch that. There's a rabbit out of my ass.
Bring that pony over here. Watch my balls disappear.
Well, that's a magic act. Don't, yeah. You guys think it the wrong way there.
Yeah. Poof.
And we will remind people that May is national or international, I guess, masturbation month.
Yes, it is. But with yourself. Leave the horse out of it.
That's not masturbation.
Well, if he's looking at you, it is.
When is International Mutual Masturbation Month?
Once again, leave the horse out.
Whenever you want to.
I don't have an answer to that.
I'll just look into it sometime.
I know. It was on this date in 1911. You might remember where you were when the first Indianapolis 500 took place.
1911?
Yep.
Really?
Well, that's what it says.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
It took longer back then.
Yeah.
They drive
in
40 miles an hour.
I was.
Well, they were the head. That's crazy.
It's probably all day race.
I'll tell you a 30-30 to watch, by the way. It's a new one. Greg LeMond against his French mentor. I forget what it's called. And I'm not a bike fan, but it's pretty interesting because the best part about it, they talk to LeMond now. LeMond is the guy that won 3. And they talk about how the 80s and the 70s, up before doping, how it was a real sport. And they, right at the end of the documentary, the 30-30, they talked to Greg LeMond and some of his teammates. And he said, and LeMond quit in his last race was like 91 or something like that. And Lance Armstrong had just got on the scene. And they noticed that there were teams just passing him all the time. Teams of guys, and they said, "Oh, something's going on here." And that was it. That's when it happened. Just then, bang, that drug came into use in the early 90s, and the stars of the past couldn't compete at all because they weren't doping.
Right.
It was really interesting. It really is, man. Yeah.
All right. Some of the players that had Jerry Sloan in our Deadpool include, but are not limited to, the Robin Todd Stoned. Mm-hmm. Todd's wounded fridge gets a hit.
The first Indy 500 took 6 hours and 42 minutes to finish.
Even that. Well,
what was the top speed? I mean,
average speed of 75 miles an hour.
Oh, well, that's faster than I thought it would be.
How many died faster in that? 2011, 10-11, or 19-11.
Whatever.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Whatever.
11.
Yeah.
You'll get there. Keep going.
Pre-pandemic, I don't know. PB, we're going to
That was
call
pre
it.
The last pandemic.
Oh, that's
it
right.
Was.
Yeah,
that was pre-two pandemics.
Yeah.
Now it's about 3.5 hours
all right.
To
finish the Indy 500.
Other players that had Jerry Sloan include Treats Objects Like Women. Tyler's Garage. I guess we'll just leave it at that. Tyler Sandusky Dreams. Tyler's Tupperware Turd. Hora the Explorer gets a gets a hit. And Wichita Nick, two holes, no waiting.
Once again, that's also those guys messing with each other.
That's one of Nick's buddies.
Wichita Nick. And it's, Rectal Ranger guy. What was his name?
Channing.
Channing, yeah. Rectal Ranger. It's got to be the Wichita guys messing with each other.
Yeah, I just learned that your Tupperware story last week, and now I'm never going to look at Tupperware the same. I won't be able to look at Tupperware without thinking of that.
Turd inside it?
Troubling, yeah.
Every time you open up a piece of Tupperware, you're going to think about that?
Well, there's more stories where that came from everybody here. Mm.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers is asking the Department of Veterans Affairs to remove Nazi gravestones from American soil.
Yep, that'd be nice.
Who knew?
I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know that Nazi...
The headstones, two at Fort Sam Houston National Cemetery in San Antonio, one at Fort Douglas Post Cemetery in Salt Lake City, are for German prisoners of war. They're marked with swastikas. While the ones in Texas also refer to the soldiers dying for Hitler.
How about just take off the swastika? They're human beings. I give them a name on the gravestone.
What about them dying for Hitler? You want that reference on there as well?
No, take that off too. Yeah. I mean, all that.
Yeah. The lawmakers sent a letter to the department calling the markers a stain on the hallowed ground where so many veterans are laid to rest. The department is aware of the grave markers, but says federal law requires them to be preserved as historic artifacts.
Good people on both sides. Our president said that 3 years ago. He did. It's on tape.
Good punk band, though. Dying for Hitler.
It'd be a skinhead punk band.
Oh, absolutely.
That plays barns full of skinheads.
Google is rolling out the ability to confirm payments using your voice. Google Assistant has the ability to match.
Can it stop it if it's drunk?
Needs a breathalyzer.
Google Assistant has the ability to match an authorized voice before making a payment. Voice Match can already recognize multiple users based on their voice and differentiate between them, but they do warn that this particular technology could be undermined by someone with, say, a recording. Or a similar voice.
And we are
I don't know anyone that, you know, where you can get a recording of someone's voice.
I got 26 years of this show out there.
So a guy like Frank Caliendo could crack that. You just have to learn how you talk.
Not necessarily, because your voice print's going to be different. Even though it sounds the same to us in our ear or similar, the voice print's still going to be different. So I don't know. They do worry about a similar voice as well, not just a recording, but a similar voice. I don't know exactly how it works, but I'm thinking that Frank wouldn't be close enough.
No. You said recording somebody's voice would work.
A recording or a similar voice, they're also saying.
But Tyler's also right. You would want some sort of filter on there so when you get drunk, it won't let you just go hog wild on Amazon.
Yeah. Well, there are.
Why is there a new car out front and dropping it off? What happened?
That's a good question.
You got drunk last night.
I did that Carvana thing.
And ordered a McLaren.
Just put a coin in and there it goes.
Yeah, I did.
You would think if it's sensitive enough, it could tell if it was a recording too. Although they're pretty good quality anymore.
Yeah is it live?
Well, and everybody's got a little voice recorder in their pocket on their phone.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so somebody could be recording you and you didn't even know it.
I think
we're glad to see you.
I think people were recording this.
Me.
That's right.
Yeah. That stuck to the tape, you mean?
I get paranoid.
Right. They might record this and put it on a podcast later.
Did y'all watch the most watched golf event in cable TV history?
I did.
Yeah.
Most of it. I didn't see the whole thing.
I was in and out of it.
Yeah.
But I watched a good portion of it.
The Match. Champions for Charity. They raised about $20 million for coronavirus relief.
They did.
Brought in an average 5.8 million viewers across all platforms. Peak viewership came around the midpoint of the match with over 6 million viewers.
Haven't seen Tiger in shorts since they show footage of like when he won amateur championships. Brady was the only guy that wore pants.
Did not bother me. I thought Brady'd bother me. He didn't bother me because he's not a Patriot. I swear that's it.
I was still rooting against him.
I don't root against him. I didn't root against him in the golf at all.
He seemed kind of media shy.
Yeah, he did.
He spoke the least out of all.
Well, he doesn't know what to say when Belichick's not telling him what to say.
Yeah, that's true, too. Oh, he's still.
I didn't see it, but they said Peyton was really the one kind of
playing
it up for the cameras.
That
the
was
best.
It. They said Peyton did the best.
Yeah.
They said Tiger spoke the least, actually, of all four. They said
I think that's what they expected.
Yeah.
That's why they put those two together.
Yeah. Phil was cool. Phil was describing shots, and they all did. I like that. That was pretty cool, you know?
Yeah. So Woods and Manning won one up over Mickelson and Brady.
One up.
That was a good idea.
Hell of a match.
Putting them, because when it was just Phil.
In their own cart. I love that. Driving to each hole.
When it was just Phil against Tiger, it was a competition. And both those guys, you don't talk to your competition.
No. But they should. They're having fun.
But you know, these guys were talking with their teammates.
But this is pandemic golf. Let's have some fun. And they did. They seemed to have some fun.
But they're competitors, and, you know, their competitive spirit kicks in.
But all the money went to charity. It didn't matter what they did, who won.
I know, but they still want to win.
I know.
They still want to play the best they can. They still want to win. So I thought it was a good idea that, you know, you had teams so you could hear them talking strategy or whatever.
Well, and throwing in like the one hole where they had to choose one club and, you know, doing fun stuff like that. You know, what was there, a $25 million challenge for any hole in one?
But here's the deal. I forget who it was. I think it was Eisen said, when's this week's match? There isn't one. So we're basically back to no sports
just
again.
Just a one golf match.
Yeah, back to no sports. Nothing's going to happen until
they could do another one. I would watch.
But they're not going to. Real golf's coming up. And
but June. This is how real golf is going to look.
Right. Oh yeah. Nobody. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The two things going right now: racing and golf. I don't think crowds are necessary.
Not at all.
But they're going to bring back NBA.
I mean, I know you're
Disney hockey's, proper.
Hockey's coming back to two major cities somewhere.
You're killing a lot of jobs, though. You know, selling concessions, merchandise.
What are you going to do, man?
But if you do those things, then you're killing a lot of people.
Yep.
NBA
human
in discussions
stock.
With Walt human. Disney about the restarting the season at a site near Orlando in late July. Yeah. Played at the Wide World of Sports Complex. That spans 255 acres, features enough space to accommodate practices and lodging.
For all
unclear
the teams,
if the NBA season would pick up where it left off or jump straight to the playoffs.
Yeah, they're fighting to see without there's arguments about that.
And I have heard him kick around with that idea is the next season wouldn't start until Christmas. They'd give them most of the fall off for the off season. Start up again in Christmas with another shortened season.
They go to camp in the end of September for NBA.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, a question on the interwebs regarding the coronavirus. And
fake.
Yeah.
It's fake.
Yeah, the question is.
I sat inside for 3 months because it's fake.
The question about the virus is as follows. Does the size of a viral dose make a difference? That is, if you are exposed to lots of viral particles, will you get sicker?
Probably not.
I've wondered
I see what you mean.
Like different strains, then you see like policemen getting sick and nurses, and like they could be exposed to, you know, different, from a bunch of different people. You think it's got to add up.
They say that the amount of virus a person is exposed to makes a difference in whether they get sick and how sick they get.
Okay.
They say dose is important in everything we're doing in life. You know, whatever medicine you're taking, for instance, the dose makes a difference. You're going to take one or three ibuprofen, for instance. The same is also true for coronaviruses, they say. It makes a lot of sense because if you have a lot of virus in your environment, such as when you're working in an intensive care unit, then you get many more virus particles in your system, and the disease is usually much worse. most viruses, there's some form of graded response depending on how big your initial exposure is. If you get one particle of virus, you're likely to never know it.
How about your sucking face with Pandemic Pam in the Ozarks? You know, what happens there?
If you get one particle of virus, you're likely to never know it. You're also likely to never really get sick and never develop an immune response. As for most acute viruses, there's a gray area where you get some version of sick, but not horribly sick, and develop an immune response that's protective in the future.
It's just the flu.
There have been cases of young, healthy healthcare workers getting severely sick, and that's what scientists expect with a virus in which dose and the dosage size plays an important role. There's still some unknowns in the matter of dose. Researchers don't know exactly how the symptoms of the current coronavirus correlate with the size of the initial dose.
Fake.
Nor is it known how much of a viral dose causes a person to get sick. However, social distancing and masks, even if the masks are far from 100% effective, are likely to be important because they are dose-reducing agents, if nothing else.
Yes, freedom.
What about my freedom?
Reduce the dose.
Wear a freaking mask.
So think of the coronavirus in terms of edibles.
If you, yes, if you need to. Or any medicine that you would take, since that's what we think of as doses. A dose. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you take a little bit, it's not going to do anything to you. You take a lot, it's going to do too much.
Learning something every day.
Will I go schizo?
Yes. You will. So, there we have it. That is our learning or
big
reinforcing
news. Big news
for today.
Many will ignore that.
You libtard cuck.
You're right. He is. He's both of us.
Only pussies learn.
So we have that. And I will say this. I got that approved by Dr. Mina.
Oh, really? Cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I said, I'm going to, I said, I ran across this article. This is what I'm going to say. She said, fine.
All right.
So you checked with the authorities first.
After reading it from an apparent authority, I checked with another authority, and that authority said, that's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's another learner. Only pussy.
She's a big learner, too, man. 4 degrees, 2 are doctorates.
Yeah. Only 2.
That's a big learner right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
Head's full of misinformation.
Where'd you find that out there? Doc,
did you read that in some book?
Yeah, I bet you did.
At Yale.
Yeah, at Yale.
Elitist learning. That's the worst kind.
Well, it's not as elitist as Harvard.
No.
I mean,
think you know something I don't by going to school
and reading.
You think that school teaches you stuff I don't know?
A lot, yeah.
I'm allowed to have my
opinion. What am I, dumb?
My uneducated opinion.
Saying I'm stupid?
Yeah,
yes,
kinda.
Yes.
I got to go to school for learning?
Yeah, helps a lot.
I know stuff.
Learn your own, too. You can learn.
The Navy is cheering the success of one of its latest gadgets. The Pacific Fleet says it successfully tested a high-energy laser weapon system that was installed on the USS Portland. Officials explained it disabled an unmanned aerial vehicle somewhere in the Pacific. They say they are redefining war at sea with this new advanced capability.
Right.
Videos of the test have been posted to Navy social media pages.
And so we're picking off drones
and they'll
with
have that
lasers.
Too.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah,
can we hook these lasers up to sharks?
We're done.
Yeah, there
sharks.
You go.
I think so.
Freaking lasers on their head.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
This is defining war at sea. Sharks are at sea. I think this is a natural combination.
Right.
Is it going to get to the point where there's not even people on the aircraft carriers?
No.
It'll just be robots fighting wars against other robots?
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's what it'll come to. Like a Star Trek episode.
Exactly.
A ring that Kobe gave to his mom.
Oh.
After his first NBA championship.
What? Does mom need the cash?
Has found a new home. No. The starting bid was $15,000, but with 20 bids, it made its way up to $206,000. In 2013, a private collector bought a lot of six of Kobe's items from his parents, including the ring and the matching one he gave to his dad for a total of $280,000.
If I do remember that right, and I don't want to speak ill of the dead here, but I do remember that not looking good on Kobe when that happened. His parents were selling stuff to make ends meet.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember that story.
I seem to recall that too.
That may not have been the truth at the time, but that's what we remember.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I remember.
Don't know if it's true.
Why were his parents selling all their stuff for money when he was a billionaire, probably close
to it? The dad's matching ring, expected to go up for auction soon. Items connected to him have skyrocketed in value, of course.
Yep. Obviously.
Yeah.
But that's a story I remember. I might be, you know, might not be fair, but.
Right. I don't specifically remember.
Were they estranged or something?
I don't know. I think, you know, I gave you enough money, mom and dad.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. No.
What was the story behind that? Are you right?
Yeah, they had the rings until 2013, decided to sell them off. Well, this might have come on the back of an unsettling relationship with their son. Kobe acted quickly and sued his parents for trying to sell the items.
Ah.
Failed to stop them from doing so. But yeah, that stuff did get sold, and he was not happy about it.
Write a check. Help your parents out.
No.
They birthed you.
Right. They did.
Yeah. Or just shoot.
I'm going to play ball. Yeah. Let if all else fails.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just giant assholes. Who knows? It's like, guys, I tried. I gave you the ring, whatever. I'm out. I'm done.
It could be both.
Yeah.
Could be both.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.